Hello, welcome to a news program by Eiko Fuchi. After a break of 2 weeks, I'm back here. In the background, by the way, you are listening to Tunes by Zalza. It's very hot right now here where I'm living in Vienna, Austria. About 20 degrees Celsius or 52 Fahrenheit or 280 or something like that Kelvin. Anyway, I like this atmosphere and the sunshine, and it really gives me inspiration and enthusiasm to work on the next Fuchi issue, Fuchi 23. Preliminary deadline, by the way, is the beginning of June for articles. So if you want to contribute, beginning of June is your preliminary deadline. By the way, yesterday the Russian edition of Fuchi 22 was released. Thanks to work of Ilix, Aquila, Virtual, and Slash, most of the articles could be translated to the Russian language. So if you are a Russian-speaking person, then download this issue at www.fuchi.de. Now the news I've got in the past 2 weeks in chronological order. TRSI has released a little intro called Pong with a secret part in it. It was made by Factory and Coax Cable. By the way, the secret part is very easy to find. Just press space or enter after you exit the intro. Coax Cable also released his music pack called Welcome to Thrix in the year 2001. And Factory is supposed to have left Cool, but in the meantime also Coax Cable left TRSI due to conflicts regarding their music taste. In the end of June, there will be the last ever takeover party in Eindhoven, Holland. To be exact, June 22nd to 24th. Again, there will be a paper magazine released especially on this party, made by Dero and with articles from, let's see who of them I also contribute. On CFX web you could read that a new Game Boy emulator has been posted with Java sources. You can download it there at this site, www.cfxweb.net. David Winchurch, the coder, says it's actually his final year project for university, and it's a Game Boy emulator written in Java designed to work on the internet. It emulates the standard Game Boy and the Game Boy Color 2. Bjarne Schustrup, the inventor of C++ programming language, is apparently working on a new programming language, an extension to C++, called C++ 0x. A quote from what's published on gamedev.net. Bjarne Schustrup's suggestions focus on additions to the standard library, support for multi-threaded programming, platform-independent systems, abstractions, handles, async, input, output, memory, maps, and extended type information for external systems such as SQL or COM. Regarding Meregnen, this is a CD project, an audio CD project about a fantasy soundtrack by many well-known theme composers. There is a Winamp skin especially for Meregnen, designed by Daniel Jensen. He is supposed to be one of the best designers for Winamp skins. www.meregnen.com. Ah yeah, and then a new issue of the Pain Disc has been released, Pain 4-1. Actually the third issue in this year. A lot of articles, a lot of interviews especially, and pretty interesting to read. there are even more source codes. For example, the source code of the 11th place demo, Urination, I think it was released in Mecca. It was written by a maker of Neanderthaler, by Mecca. But this is only one C++ file, it doesn't contain the data or the other three classes in the source, some header file. Anyway, it's better than nothing. You can also download this at cvfxweb.net. And Saul of Charmer, he rewrote his compressed file library. This is a Doom-WOT-like file library. Doom introduced this WOT file format for its levels, but it was also used for other things, I think also for demos, because it's a final compression actually. Yeah, the third revision of this library is fully object-oriented programming. Compressors are plug-able class factories, and you can also create data files on the fly. So the file is available at Saul's homepage. The address is iki.fi/saul/code.html. Iki is spelled I-K-I. But you can also find it on CFXLab, of course, or on OrangeTube, and there's a link to it. Ah yeah, there was an interesting message at bluesnews.com written by an American who watched the demo scene and thought that the demo scene was dead already. He didn't notice that it's vibrating more than ever before. Well, this person was bombed by emails from demo sceners, and now he's already apologized publicly and he's posted a lot of demo scene links he received. Yeah, there's now the first version of Scenery 64. I already mentioned the original Scenery in some weeks ago. It was originally a database about the Amiga scene, and this is the database about the Commodore 64 scene. It's an encyclopedia about the groups and the releases and with many reviews. Actually very good in my opinion. Something worth supporting. And by the way, he's also working on a PC edition, but he's needing the external support because he himself observed the Amiga and the 664 scene. He's not a PC scener. Anyway, the site is exotica.fix.no/info/scenery. There you can find these scenery editions and his email address if you are really interested in supporting it. Yeah, there's a new website of the Dialogos party. This is a demo party in Eastern Germany. It will take place in fall 2001. Yeah, and the site is dialogos.cc. There you can subscribe to a newsletter to keep informed. Yeah. The Zine org was down due to a denial of service attack, but it's there again and it's working again for several days, fortunately. Anyway, during the downtime the Swedish mirror was always on, so it was possible to access to the files, fortunately. Ah, by the way, the huge server has also moved, but the domain is the same, of course. Just because this sprang into my head, I mentioned it. Yeah, I also received an email regarding the book Hacker Tales. It's a German book about hackers, basically. It was written by Amiga demo sceners from the group Nuance, I think. Abramson and Andy, yeah. And Abramson and Andy of Nuance are the authors. And they first wrote this book called Hackerline, which was mainly about the cracker scene, and a bit on a chapter about the demo scene, and now they have written this Hacker Tale, a book that is distributed by a real publisher, and also quite well selling, I think, because it has even been recommended by Computer Bild. This is a tabloid newspaper about computers. Yeah, and now they have this presentation of Hacker Tales, and a special guest is there, Captain Crunch. This was the freaker who had the ability to make, to remake this 2600 Hz tone to fake the phone companies. You probably have heard of him. And if you're interested in more information or even coming to this event, www.hackerland.de. There's a new version of FMOD, the sound library by Factory. Factory had an interview in the last HGC, by the way. This new version is version 3.33, and it has a Linux update and a few other features, among them Mini FMOD 1.5. And the FMOD website has also been remade, www.fmod.org. Ah, and another source code. The source code this time is of the intro art by Farbrush and Kupex. This was the intro that succeeded at the Mecca. It won the first place. Almost full source. It says, silent but with many letters, compiles and runs nicely for him and her to enjoy. Story shrinked to a book. Intro made by Entropy and PC. Yeah. Anyway, you can get it at cfxlab.net. The releases of the demo group Sound Studios from Russia, who also make this disc magazine cooler, these releases are now available on their homepage, stormstudios.fatcrazer.org. Fatcrazer is the organizer of this group, and he has a domain, and the subdomain is Storm Studios. The disc mag is only in Russian language, however, unfortunately, but maybe some of you understand it. Well, and then the homepage of Crest has moved. It's now crest.untergrund.net. Untergrund, that's the German spelling of underground. You write it UNTERGRUND. You find party reports and reviews of mostly on this homepage of his. And there's also a new Scene FTP server, a Polish server. The website address is toya.scene.pl. Toya is written like toy, but with an A on the end. Right now it hasn't got much stuff, around 5 to 6 gigabytes. I think this is a lot. And they are constantly uploading new releases. this will probably be something very interesting. I don't know if it's a fast server, I haven't tried it yet, but you know the address. Check it out. Yeah, so this was the things I had in my news file from the last 2 weeks of scening. I hope something was interesting for you and you will check out the links I gave you. And we're working on Huge Issue 23. Already got about 200 kilobytes of articles, and some of the topics covered are the discussion about the future of demos from an academic and artistic point of view. We have got an article by an Australian student at university who is working on his thesis about the demo scene from an artist's point of view. And by the way, of course, also the report about the demo scene at university and how demos are used in university lectures will also appear in the next future issue. This is one of the projects I will definitely do. So next week I'll report more. See you until then. And have fun scening and keep on active. Bye all.